good jello, huh, guys? Be careful, though. It's still moving.
It's alive. It wiggles all the way down.
It wiggles all the way down?
Look, Mama.
All right, Watusi. What?
He's silly, huh?
I met the most amazing woman in the park today. Well, actually, I didn't really meet her. I crashed into her.
And she's amazing because she didn't have you arrested?
Well, yeah. Her name is Yvette, and all she speaks is French. I have a date with her tomorrow night, and from what I can understand, I think she's bringing a friend named Marie along.
Two babes in one night? You devil!
I know, it's great. It's like a double date, and the other guy's got the flu.
Well, you better brush up on the old Francais.
Oh, I will. I'll study my old French tapes.
The complete works of Pepe Le Pew. Oh, I met a lady in the park. I'll show my tushy to you.
You want fun? Get ready to lose. One, two.
Oh, that's Jim. Gotta go.
What about our game?
Tie goes to the oldest.
Just wait till I'm the oldest.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Mahan.
Hey.
Mrs. Mahan?
Hey, Mr. Tanner. You remember my mom, Claire?
Claire. Claire, Claire, Claire. Of course, who could forget Claire? What's your name again?
Thank you for letting Gia stay over.
Gia, we are going to have such a cool time. I rented a Keanu Reeves movie.
Cool, which one?
Who cares? He takes off his shirt.
You know, I just had kind of a wacky, nutty idea. You like coffee?
Well, you know, Dan, I work in a coffee shop, so I make coffee and I serve coffee and I drink coffee, and I think you could say I have coffee coming out of my ears.
Well, if you can make cream come out of your nose, we're in business. Can I get you a cup?
Sure, why not?
Cool. Let's go. Okay.
Did my dad and your mom just go on a date?
Nah, they're just going out for coffee.
At their age, that's a date.
Hello.
Uncle Jesse, we were just,
kissing on the couch?
Basically, yeah.
Take a breath and check this out. Look at this. Can Jesse Katsopoulos make a comeback? Hot Daddy and the Monkey Puppet scheduled to appear at a sold-out concert at the Smash Club. Can you believe this?
Did they mention me?
Yeah, they mention all the Monkey Puppets. Yeah, I can't believe this. Can I make a comeback? I didn't know I went away, you know? Guy switches bands and all of a sudden he's a has-been. Ah, what am I saying? We're going to be great. Unless, of course, we bite. No, we're not going to bite. They're all going to be terrific. The band sounds great. Now, what if the band's not ready? See, that's the problem. If the band's not ready... I got to stop talking to myself. Oh, talking to myself's okay. Answering myself, that's the problem. I'm just going to go in the kitchen and basically leave myself alone.
Were you
finished?
What do you mean?
I just didn't know if you read as fast as I do.
You saying I'm a slow reader?
No. Some people read fast and other people read faster.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I don't read as faster as you.
Did I say something wrong?
No, but I know what you're thinking.
Well, would you like to tell me? Because I'm really not sure.
Yeah, yeah. You think that just because you're going to go to college and I didn't, that I'm not as smart as you.
I don't think that at all. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were so insecure about this college thing.
I am not insecure. Maybe you're just a little too secure.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I never took logic in college. Just forget it. I gotta go rehearse.
Fine. I have something to read. And I'm gonna do it really fast.
Whoa. Check this out. Teased hair, leather jacket, black lipstick. What would your mom say if you walked out of the house like that?
Nothing. She'd be unconscious.
Hey, can I see?
Michelle, this isn't really for you.
Why don't you go read one of your baby books?
Why don't you just go?
To be close to you on the day that you were... Hey, you guys are still awake?
So, what did you two crazy kids do tonight?
Actually, it was very interesting. Claire and I were just sitting in a coffee shop. We were sharing a piece of lemon meringue pie. It was really perfect, too, because Claire loves lemon part, and, well, you know me and meringue. Anyway, there was this poster on the wall for this, this monster truck and tractor pull show. So to make a long story short...
Too late for that.
It's amazing, Gio. Your mom is so crazy and spontaneous. She actually talked me into going to it.
So are you and my mom, like, dating?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it dating. We went out tonight for coffee, and I am going to take her to the Smash Club tomorrow night. But, you know, technically, I wouldn't say, hey, I'm dating. Hey, well, good night, girls.
Night, Dad.
So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair.
Whoa, this is serious.
My mom and your dad? Steph, this is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, what if they really hit it off and get married? How great would that be? We'd be sisters.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Ben, we could share the same room, stay up late.
Put our beds together and share secrets that no one would understand.
I know, it's gonna be
wait
so...
Wait a second. This is my room, too.
Don't worry, little Michelle. We'll find a place for you. It's a big house.
Hey, you want to sneak down for a midnight snack, sis?
You read my mind, sis.
This is so great. It's going to be like this all the time if my dad and your mom get married.
I know, it's so fun.
So, what are you going to wear to the Smash Club tonight?
I don't know. My sunflower dress.
Little Michelle, she was talking to me.
In that case, speak slowly and don't use big words.
I'm not sure what I'm gonna wear, but all I know, it's gonna be something totally hot.
Me too.
Bad move, Steph. We want to get our folks together. The last thing my mom wants in her life is another kid like me.
Michelle, I think that your sunflower dress is going to look terrific.
Thanks. But I'm thinking about a whole new look.
Perfect, excellent. Let's try it again this time. Do it better.
Jess, relax. Come on, we've been doing this all day. We're gonna be fine tonight. Trust me, we got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, maybe you got nothing to worry about, but you're not the one making a comeback. All you're doing is making a, hi, I'm a monkey puppet. Hey, Deej.
Hi, Uncle Jesse.
Wild guess, you guys aren't talking.
Why say something if everything I say gets twisted into something I didn't say?
Are you saying I'm twisted?
See?
So you guys are talking, you're just not making any sense.
I don't know what to do, Jess. She thinks I'm insecure because I didn't go to college.
Well, are you?
Yeah, I guess I am. Oh, man, I really blew up at her. Maybe I should just apologize,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's good. Do that, but... Viper, listen to the doctor of love over here, okay? Apologize. Very good. Next thing you gotta do is you gotta show her that you have a sense of humor, okay? Now buy her, get her a silly gift or something to show her that you care, okay? That, my friend, is the very thing that women can't get enough of, okay? That's the thing that women love, see?
Wow. Honey, I'm sorry, I missed part of that. What's the thing that women love and can't get enough of?
Yeah, right. Like I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Take it again.
Longing for home.
Will that be the hip or unhip section? Definitely unhip. Kimmy, could you take my order? Sure. What would you like? Another waitress.
Can you guys order me a root beer? I'll be right back.
Why don't you tell us what's in the bag?
You'll see.
Bonsoir, Becky.
I believe the Eiffel Tower is that way.
I'm supposed to meet Yvette and Marie here. Have you seen anyone who looks French?
No, including you.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, Dad. So, where you guys been?
Well, we went by the bridge to watch the fog roll in.
Ooh, that sounds romantic.
Not really. After about 10 minutes, I couldn't even see Claire.
They are so lame. As long as they're lame together. Hi, I'm DJ. I'll be your waitress.
Oh, hi. I'm Danny. I'll be your father. And this is your father's friend, Claire. This is my oldest daughter, DJ.
Oh, hi. Nice Hello. Meeting you.
My pleasure. Now I know why my dad smells so nice tonight.
Mm. Oh, gee, thanks. It's my own special blend of cologne. I combine high karate with baby powder. I call it, hi, baby.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, baby.
Oh, Danny, your kids are great. Can't wait to meet Michelle.
You know what? She's here somewhere. While I go look for her, I'll rustle us up a cup of cappuccinos.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Come here. I got something for you.
You didn't have to do that.
Well, maybe I was a little oversensitive. So, I got something to show you how I really feel.
That's how you feel?
Yeah. See, I'm totally secure.
I'm happy for you.
Don't you think it's funny?
What's the funny part? That you're stupid or that I'm dating someone stupid?
All of it. Do you have to analyze everything to death?
That shirt's not funny.
Why do I bother?
Oh, Yvette.
Oh, bonsoir, jolie. Voici mon mari.
Ooh, Marie, ooh la la.
Joey? Bonsoir. Je m'appelle Jacques.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Jacques. If you'll excuse me, I've got to go speak to Marie.
You're talking to him. Marie means husband. Even I know that, and I got a D in French.
Oui, mon mari, husband.
Oh, husband. Quel surprise. Please, would you like to be seated? Le sit? Le chair. Le table. Le bum.
Mes enfants.
Oh, your children. Oh, boy. You two certainly have been busy.
So, you must be the big who's hitting on my old man. Got a smoke?
No, I'm sorry I quit.
Too bad. I'm trying to start. Where's Pops?
Pops went to go get some cappuccino. Where were you? Madonna's garage sale?
You're Danny's little Michelle?
Who are you expecting, little Miss Muffet? Move it or lose it. Is my root beer here yet? I like to suck it back before all the foam's gone.
Hey, kid. What happened to you? You look great!
Michelle?
So, Pops, what have you been telling Blondie about me?
First, Michelle, it isn't Halloween. Second, you're not an MTV VJ, so tell me what's going on.
Hey, I'm just being myself. Bad to the bone.
Michelle, I've seen your x-rays. You don't have a bad bone in your body. Out of the way. Look, I want you out of these clothes, changed right now, and I want all that makeup off your face, and I want you to come back here, and we're going to talk about this.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe we will.
Hey, Burr, what are you doing? Why aren't you backstage getting ready? We're on in 10 minutes. Come on, this is make it or break it time, pal.
Sorry, Jess, I'm too depressed to play. I gave DJ a goofy gift like you told me, and she hated it.
You're young, you got good hair, you'll bounce back, come on.
I'm sorry, Jess, I just can't play when I feel like this.
You just can't play when you feel like... Does the fact that my career is on the line, that has no effect on you?
Yeah, I feel really bad about that, and that makes it hurt even worse.
Stay here, stay. DJ, please. Come here. Listen, I need you to talk to Fighty.
I don't know what to say. We're just too different.
Dude, haven't you ever heard of opposites attract? I mean, take a look at your Aunt Becky and me. I mean, you know, in some ways we couldn't be more different, you know? I mean, we're constantly having these fights about television, right? Over sports or Melrose Place. And once in a while, I have to just give in and watch a football game with her. Now, come on. Go talk to him, please. I need him on stage. Just talk. There you go. That's good. Talk. I'm not hearing talking. You guys, you have something very special here. See, a relationship is like a, well, it's like a little flower, if you will. It needs water. It needs care in order for it to grow. But fighting is like a, it's like a hailstorm that kind of pounds your flower down, down flower. But with love and understanding, your flower can grow. It could stand tall and stretch its petals and kiss the sun. So what do you guys say? Can you kiss and make up?
I'm sorry. I acted like a jerk. Come here, my little flower.
Let's not have another hailstorm.
Oh, yeah. They bought it.
Okay. Everyone out of the garden. You back to work. You on stage. Let's go.
You guys keep this up, you're gonna need a bigger wallet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hot Daddy and the Monkey Puppets. It's a moment I do. Young shaky day, the dominoes swing.
Okay, Michelle, you want to tell me what that Rebel Without a Hall Pass act was all about?
I don't want you to marry Claire.
Who told you I was going to marry Claire?
They did.
Girls?
Yeah, Dad?
Did you tell Michelle I was going to marry Claire?
No, not really. We just thought it would be cool if you did.
Well, I don't think it's cool. You'll have Claire, Stephanie and Gia have each other. I'm out in the cold.
Sweetheart, nobody's gonna leave you out in the cold.
They already did.
Gia, I'll meet you back at the table.
Okay.
Michelle, I'm sorry.
Guess I have been kind of ignoring you. I mean, I did think it would be cool to have Gia as a sister, but I didn't think it would be uncool to have you as a sister.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff I can do with you that I could never do with Gia.
Like what?
Like beating you at knock hockey 100 times in a row.
Hey, I'm gonna beat you one of these days.
Yeah, right. Name the time and the place.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, our living room.
I know right where that is. I'll be there.
So I guess we're still sisters, huh? Dad, if you want to marry Claire, you can.
Michelle, it's our second date. If I ever decide to marry Claire or anybody else, I promise you, nobody's coming into this family unless we love them and they love all of us, all right? Love you.
All right, break's over. How you doing? Guess I'm back. It's time to take you there.
This is the Michelle I was expecting.
Yeah, I clean up nice.
It's nice to meet the real you. Can I sit down?
Nope.
Michelle, that's rude.
Well, how can she dance with you if she's sitting down?
Oh, you see, I see what you're getting at. Very wise. Shall we?